Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Hey, hey, what's up, my brother? And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 2, and thank you so much for spending the time with me. You know, I truly appreciate your time and you spending it with me. I'm your host, Funk Roberts, and I'm here to help men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to get in the best shape of their lives, you know, through mindset, through recovery, through nutrition, workouts, and boosting testosterone. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about probably the number one aspect you need in order to be successful with transforming your body, transforming your health, and really transforming your life. You know, one of the biggest mistakes men make when starting a new program is automatically jumping to workouts and checking out the nutrition. And you know, I'm definitely guilty of that. I know that back when I was younger, I used to get excited about the workout program of a new, you know, of a new program. What were the workouts like? What, you know, what's the split? What's the bro split? You know, what are the HIIT exercises and HIIT workouts that we'll be doing with this program, and what type of nutrition are we on? But I always ended up, you know, failing. I always ended up not finishing. I always ended up, you know, something came up that, you know, allowed me to ease out of the program. And that's because I didn't focus on this one thing that we're going to talk about today on this episode. This one thing that's the most important thing. If you have this dialed in, then your chances of success are exponential. Once you have this dialed in, nothing is going to stop you. On those days when you feel like throwing in the towel, if you have this dialed in, you're going to continue. On those days when someone comes in the office with muffins or donuts and you know you're on a new nutrition plan, if you have this, you're not going to succumb to that. On those days when you feel tired and you don't feel like working out, or you don't feel like doing the exercises or routines that you want to do, this thing that we're going to talk about today, if you have that, you will get your ass out of bed and you will go to the gym or go upstairs and work out or do what you have to do to be successful. And that's the key. So I'm really excited today to talk about this because, like I said, once you have this dialed in, I'm telling you, my brother, your chances of success are going to go through the roof. Listen, all the guys who do my Over 40 Shred program, 90-day program, they all did this. The guys who went through 90 days and are in 6 months now and going into phase 7 and just getting insane results, they did this. They did this. They dialed in and did this. And every single one of them who's continuing through the program month in and month out, new workouts, new nutrition, excited about learning, new recovery strategies, new accountability, they all dialed in on this one thing. And we're going to talk about it today. But before we get to that, how frustrating is it for you to go to GNC or a nutrition, you know, supplement store, grab that protein powder, that whey protein powder, that vegan protein powder, whatever protein powder you pick off the shelf. You come home, you go to the gym, you finish your workout, then you put in some water and you drink it and it tastes like shit. And then 5 minutes later, your belly's bloated. 15 minutes later, you start farting and you just don't feel right. How many times has that happened to you, and how frustrating is it? Because I know for me, it used to be extremely, extremely frustrating. You know, look, right now I'm looking at 4 bottles. I still keep these just for my, just for me to remember, I'm looking at four different protein bottles or protein canisters that I have right now from different companies that are pretty much full or half full, you know, that did not give me the results I'm looking for. Tastes like shit, grimy, gritty, couldn't mix, couldn't digest, left me bloated, you know, it was horrible. So because of that, I stopped taking protein for like a year. And then I just decided, you know what, I'm going to create my own protein. I'm going to create my own supplements. I'm going to create something that I know that will work, that I want, that will help me, you know, get results in regards to building muscle and recovery. Easy to digest, so you don't are left, you're not left bloated. Quality is high, so very high quality protein, so that you're not, that's not filled with fillers or, you know, sugar or, you know, absolutely natural. I wanted a New Zealand whey grass fed protein, so there's no hormones. I wanted to be no sugar, so stevia sweetened. I wanted to add something that would help with the protein synthesis, so we added probiotics to it. And I wanted it to taste absolutely incredible, amongst a ton of other things, you know, non-GMO, lactose-free, you know, gluten-free, soy-free, a real man's protein, but a whey protein that, like I said, it's hormone-free, all-natural, tastes great, high quality, and digests well. And that's why we created Lean Pro 30. I have a supplement company called Revamp Nutrition Labs, and our Lean Pro 30 protein powder, New Zealand whey protein, is the best. 100% the best. It's 93% protein with every scoop, so there's no fillers. The other percentages come from the probiotics that we put in, because we put BC30, which is a probiotic that helps. Science and research proves that when you add BC30 to protein, it'll increase the synthesis by 23%. So not only is your protein getting to your muscles, it's getting synthesized, and the, you know, amino acids are getting to exactly where it needs to go. Plus, it's lactose free. So all of those times that you ate that you took protein, like me, and had stomach pain, no more, my brothers, no more. And it tastes amazing, mixed well. Lean Pro 30, guys, grab it now, man. Stop wasting your money and wasting time looking for the right protein. This is it. This is made for guys over 40. This is made to protect your testosterone, because it has no soy, because it has no hormones, because it has no sugar. This is made to make sure that you get results and that you have, listen, there's nothing worse than you know, not getting a protein powder that tastes good. You know, that you want to be excited after your workout to drink your protein powder or protein shake, because it's like a reward. And Lean Pro 30 is it. So go to Amazon.com right now. Unfortunately, we only ship to Canada and the U.S. at the moment. But I'm sure you'll we're going to get that changed for sure. Add a couple more countries. But right now, U.S., Canada, go to Amazon.com. Put in Lean Pro 30. And use the discount code FUNK2018, F-U-N-K-2018, and that will get you your Lean Pro 30 free. Also, yeah, that's it. That's it, guys. So get your Lean Pro 30, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode of this podcast, where we talk about this number one thing that's going to ensure that you get results using any program, fitness program that you start. We are live, people, and welcome to the Over 40 Shred podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Thank you for being here, man. Thank you, my brothers, for tuning in to this podcast dedicated to men over 40 who want to be in the best shape of their lives, not only physically, but mental as well. Like, just all around, man. You want to be the best you can be in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and beyond until you die. And that's what we're going to talk about in this podcast. That's what we talk about. We talk about mindset. We talk about, you know, nutrition. We talk about recovery strategies. We talk about workouts. We talk about everything. And I'm excited to take this journey. You know, this is episode number two. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the secret to, you know, success, the secret to your fitness success, the number one thing you need in order to help you be successful, really in anything in life, but we're gonna equate this to fitness, you know, and to you know, a workout program or some type of program that you're about to embark on. Maybe it's the Over 40 Shred program. Maybe you're doing the program right now. Maybe you're thinking about doing the program. But unless you have this one thing, you know, this is the thing that's going to connect you to success. This is the thing that you need to succeed in fitness or weight loss or muscle. You know, if you want to gain muscle, and you know, a lot of the times, it all boils down to motion. You know, it all boils down to motion. So today we're going to talk about the mindset, the type of mindset you need, because one of the biggest mistakes men make when they, you know, embark on a fitness program or a weight loss program, and I've done this in the past too, is we jump on the nutrition, we jump on the workouts. Sorry, we get excited about nutrition, we get excited about the workouts, and you know, what's this workout? And this is too hard, or this is too easy, or you know, and that's actually been happening with my Over 40 Shred program. A lot of guys are kind of jumping on it, and they're just talking about the workouts. They're just thinking about, okay, you know, these workouts are too hard or too easy, or you know, whatever it is. But that's cool. We do need, you know, the workouts, and we do need nutrition, obviously, to be successful in our weight loss or fitness goal or whatever it is. But that's not where you have to start, because you need to start in the mindset. You need to start, you know, with an emotional connection to what your goals are. And if you don't do that, then like most times, you'll probably quit, fail, you know, when things get hard or when a barrier comes up in life or something happens, you go away or whatever it is, you're probably going to quit. You're probably going to, you know, I'm not going to work out, and then, or I'm going to eat this when I know I'm not supposed to eat it, or, you know, the nutrition part's too hard, I'm just going to do the workouts. You know, you're not really following it to the T, or you just kind of fall off. And listen, I'm sure it's happened many times. You know, it's happened with me in the past. Until I did this one thing, I never, you know, got through programs, or, you know, I was never able to, you know, if I was training for something specific, like an event or whatever, until I did this, what I'm going to tell you about and talk about today, you know, it's easy to fall off, you know. And listen, we've all been there before. You know, we've all made resolutions. We've all, you know, especially with resolutions, because that's the biggest thing that happens at the beginning of the year. Obviously, we all make resolutions, and we all say, you know, okay, this is the year. This is the year, man. I'm gonna get in the best shape of my life. I'm gonna lose this belly. I'm gonna gain some muscle. You know, this is the year. I'm gonna do, you know, this is it. This is how I'm gonna take care of my health. And you know, we get excited. We go to the gym. You know, we've got this program that we got out of a magazine, and we're pumped, and we're killing the workouts, and you know, and then we realize, you know, after a few weeks in, you know, I got excited at the beginning, because that's what happens. We all get excited when there's something new. So I'm just putting on my glasses, taking off my glasses. Hold on a second. When there's something new, when we jump on something, we get excited, right? We're all like, okay, it's like a new toy. We're just like, oh my God, this is a beautiful new toy. And I'm really excited. And I'm jumping on, you're telling everybody. And yeah, I got this new program, man. I'm ripping it up. And then, you know, a few weeks later, you're done. You know, 92% of resolutions fail, man. You know, not just fitness resolutions, just, you know, all resolutions. Because you start off, it's all exciting. And then, you know, it just gets boring after a while. You know, just like the gym. You see the gym, it's packed in January. And then February, where's everybody go? You know? So, and I mean, we've all done it. We've all been there. We've all made resolutions. Oh, I'm not going to drink this, you know, this month. And then 2 weeks later, your buddy's like, come on, man, come on, go for a beer. And then you go for a beer or whatever it is. So these resolution things don't work. And you know what? 8%, listen, 92% resolutions fail, but 8%, succeed, right? So what are those 8% of those people doing? They're doing something that's enabling them to succeed, right? So what is that? Is it willpower? Maybe it's willpower, right? Maybe it's willpower. Maybe they're white knuckling it, you know? Maybe they just got better willpower than you do. Maybe they have better willpower than I do. Maybe it helps them to stay motivated. The thing about willpower, though, is it's tiring. It is very, very tiring. and willpower does not work. It works for a bit, but after a while, man, it's just exhausting to have to like, okay, no, I can't do that. I can't eat that. Or no, I got to go to the gym. Day in and day out. And it's not just day in and day out. It's hour after hour. You know, people are putting things in your face or things are happening in your life. And you got to, if you just rely on willpower, listen, it will get you so far, but it's not going to get you, you know, a 3-month program or a 4-week program or an 8-week program or what have you. You know, willpower is just going to be too tiring and you can't rely on it because you're destined to fail. So do you need a bit of willpower? Sure, you need a bit of willpower in specific situations. You know, do you need to make resolutions and set goals? 100% you need to do that. That's the only way, you know, you're going to have a path to where you want to go. That's the only way you're going to see where you want to go. And once you make that goal, you put together a plan. But do you rely on resolutions to motivate you? You know, I made this resolution and I've got to stick to it. So I'm going to use my willpower to stick to it. Nah, man. You can't do it. Doesn't work. You're destined to fail. You can't stay motivated to eat clean on willpower, right? You can't stay motivated to go to the third round of a workout when you're really tired. Like, oh, I'm just too tired. I can't go to the third round. You know, this is too hard. Next week, next time I'll do it when I'm in better shape. No, you do it now. You got to do that third round because it's going to get you into better shape, you know? So what is it that works? You know, what do we have to do? You know, what do we have to do in order to get these things to work? What do we have to start with when we're doing trying to lose weight or, you know, set a goal? You know, what are we doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. We're going to make a commitment. That's what we're going to do. We're going to commit. We're going to commit to what we say we're going to do. We're going to get that emotional connection to committing, because let's face it, you know, when it comes down to fitness and getting in shape and weight loss and all of that stuff, when it comes down to that, really and truly, it all boils down to emotion, right? The work and the physical stuff, that's like, you know, 15, 20, 10%, 20%. It's the emotional connection that you have with whatever you set your mind out to do, whatever goal you committed to. It's the emotion that you can connect with that. Because when times are tough, when you want to throw in the towel, when, you know, you have nutrition bad, you know, someone's coming to you with potato chips or donuts or a muffin or what have you in the morning at work, or, you know, you forgot to pack your lunch and, you know, you don't have a lot of time and you're really hungry and you want to stop off at McDonald's and pick up a fast food that you know is not healthy, but you're like, well, you know, I just got to. If you make that commitment, if you have an emotional connection to your goal and you're like, nah, man, I committed to this. I've got to stick with it. That's going to be much stronger. That's going to be super, super strong, man. Super strong. Like, you make commitments to your wife and your girlfriends and you're not going to cheat on them, right? You're not going to cheat on them. You're not going to go off and do something to them. You know what I mean? So you really have to commit. You have to commit, and then you have to be accountable to what you committed to. You know what I mean? And that's an emotion that really keeps us together, really connects. It's that deep feeling. You know, it's when you make a commitment to something or somebody, it's strong. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, I made this commitment. I've got to, you know, I committed to taking my kids to, you know, hockey practice in the mornings. I committed to my wife that I got to, you know, clean the bathroom every, you know, week. I committed to going with my wife to this wedding or, you know, I committed to, you know, playing basketball with the guys, or, you know, whatever that I committed to my boss that I'm going to get this project done. You know, when my boss asked me, I said, yeah, man, I'm committed to this. I'm going to do this. That's what commitment is. And that helps you stay motivated. That helps you. That's not the only thing that you're going to use. There's a lot of other layers that you're going to use, but you got to start with commitment. You know, you've got to say, okay, I'm committed to this. I'm committed to this program or whatever it is, to this workout, to this nutrition. once you make that commitment, there's different layers that we're going to talk about in other podcasts. You know, you got to create a why. You've got to, you know, why am I committing to this? Well, you know, what is it that's gonna help me succeed? What is it? Again, I always come back to this, but you know, when you want to throw the towel in, or you know, on those times when your friends or whomever it is you know, when they're pressuring you, peer pressure. In fact, you know, we're 40 years old, man. We should not be 40, 50, 60 year old men should not be succumbing to peer pressure. You know, those are when you're 20 and you're 30. You know, you're a grown man, right? You can say yes and no to whomever you want. You know, you're a grown ass man. You don't have to, if your buddies are saying, oh, come out for a beer, you don't freaking have to go for a beer. No, guys, I'm not coming for a beer. I got to commit it to this thing. I got to do it. And that's it. You know what I mean? There's no if, ands, or buts about it. There's no, oh, you know, these guys, oh, they pressured me into it. Oh, okay. No, man, you're a freaking man. A goddamn 40, 50, 60 year old man. So those days are over. You can't even use that as an excuse anymore. You shouldn't be using that as an excuse. You know? That's not an excuse anymore. No way. No freaking way, man. You gotta stand up for yourself. You know, you can't let other people make these decisions for you. You gotta make your own decisions, you know? We always fall into allowing other people to make decisions and using that as an excuse. First of all, no fucking excuses. You know, once you commit, there's no excuses. You know, I got a knee injury. My back hurts. I got sciatica. You know, I'm out of shape. You know, it's a little bit too hard for me. You know, this is too easy for me. You know, like all these fucking stupid ass excuses that people put into play without even going through the motion and committing to it. You know? People are like, oh, you know, I looked at this program, I looked it over, and it's not for me, you know. Of course it's for you. You know, of course it's for you. You didn't even try it. How do you even know? How do you even know? You know, you need to try, you need to commit, you need to set the plan, and you need to be accountable for everything you do, and you need to go through the process. And then after you're done the process, if it doesn't work, it didn't work, you move on. But a lot of times what happens, and I'm just going off on a tangent here, but a lot of times what happens is people see something on paper and they're all of a sudden they become experts, right? Like all these people want, you know, weight loss, you know, fat loss, muscle gain, whatever it is, whatever the fitness goal is, right? They haven't worked out in a while, or they've been doing something and it wasn't working, or whatever it is. And then they look at something on paper and they're like, oh, you know what? I can't. This is too easy for me, you know, or you know what? This isn't for me. You haven't even done anything. You haven't even tried it. You haven't even, you know, committed to it, set up the plan, be accountable, and then go through the motions, go through the journey. You know, you got to go through journeys, especially when we're our age, you know, like when we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s, and it comes to like a weight loss program or fitness program, our margin for error is very, very slim. You know what I mean? Like we can't be, you know, we can't train 5-6 days a week, because as we get older, you know, joints and our recovery is much slower. We can't eat we can't go on low carb diets and low fat diets. That doesn't work. We can't go on these keto diets and all these diets, because for us, we need to increase our testosterone, right? We need to increase our testosterone. So we need to put together a diet plan, nutrition plan that has us eating foods that increase our testosterone while eating food, staying away from foods that fucks up our hormones, like cortisol. We don't want to raise our cortisol level. It's a stress hormone. We don't want to raise our estrogen. And that's the key right there, the estrogen. Because a lot of times we're eating things like soy and, you know, we're eating foods that boost our estrogen. And we don't want to boost our estrogen. We want to keep that low. That's what blocks our testosterone. That's what gives us the man boobs. That's what puts fat on our belly. You know, we want to stay away from inflammation. We want to keep our inflammation down. You know, we want our insulin levels to be level. So what do? We need to go on a diet and a nutrition plan and an eating plan that supports our testosterone. So, you know, these guys are looking at all these, you know, they're looking at these programs and they're, oh, that's not for me or whatever. They haven't even tried it, man. You know? They're just using excuses to bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce without saying, okay, let me commit to this. This looks like it's for me. And I'm talking about my Over 40 Shred program when I talk about this, because there's a lot of guys who look at the program and like, oh no, it's not for me. And they haven't even tried it. Meanwhile, I got 70 guys, no, more than that now, like 200 guys, but 70 guys have gone through three phases. And you know what? We started with the commitment. They made that commitment. They paid the money and said, okay, I'm committed. And these guys were just beta testers. These weren't even the guys who like now have the full program with the app and everything else, and everything's like done. These are the guys that kind of like, you know, trusted in the process, knew, you know, they knew that they needed to improve their health, whatever it was. All of them were different ages, 60s, 50s, 40s. They all had different things and ailments and health problems and needed to lose weight or gain muscle or whatever it was. So everyone was, you know, some of them, a lot of them, you know, hadn't worked out in a long time, man, in a long time. But the cool thing was, they made the commitment right away from paying that money to be like a beta tester or to test this program. They made the commitment. And from there, I taught them to be accountable, and I taught them to, you know, start with the mindset and not the workouts and the nutrition. That's the workouts, any type of weight loss program or fitness program, the workouts are the last thing, especially when you're our age, when you're 40, 50, 60, the workouts, that's the last thing you need to worry about, right? You need to worry about getting your mind right, getting your mind prepared, you know, especially for those tough times, especially for, you know, just to be committed and accountable. And when you're learning, right? Because this is a new thing. When we're, you know, getting older, we're learning the new way of eating and the new workouts that we have to do and recovery. We got to recover more. Some of these guys were working out 5-6 days a week. Some of these guys were doing like bodybuilding type workouts, which again are not, or long cardio, which are killers for us. We can't do that kind of stuff if we want results. You know, it's research, you know, science. My program is based on science. That type of thing is, you know, I'll probably talk about this again, but, you know, bodybuilding style workouts, when you're doing the, you know, buys and tries and back and shoulders, too much volume for our joints to be able to do that. Listen, some guys can do that, obviously, in their 40, 50, 60, 100%. You know, if you want to be a bodybuilder, 100%. But for the average person or, you know, for most guys, you know, that's not the way you want to go. You know, especially if you want to sustainable, you want to do this, you know, you want this type of lifestyle where you're eating to boost testosterone, when your workouts boost your testosterone, you know, like long cardio. Oh, that's the worst you can do. 45, getting on a, first of all, you should never be on an elliptical. I'll say this a million times. If you're a guy, a man, 40, 50, 60, and you get on the elliptical, get the fuck, don't ever get on that elliptical, man. Have some pride. At least get on the treadmill and walk. Elliptical is like nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Those long cardio bouts are brutal. They raise our cortisol levels, man, which again blocks our testosterone. Testosterone's everything for us, you know, and we are naturally losing it once we reach the age of 30, 1-2% every single year, right? Plus, in this day and age, testosterone levels for men are the lowest it's ever been. And that's just because what the world is kind of pushing on us, you know, the diets and, you know, the type of workouts and, you know, the workouts that you see in magazines and online, those are designed for guys in their 40s. Those are designed for younger cats in their 20s or 30s, or they're designed to, like, you know, for athletes or for, you know, to be sexy, you know. You know, an over 40 workout isn't necessarily the sexiest workout. It works, but it's not the sexiest workout that you're going to see. So, you know, you're not going to see those in the magazine, right? When the diets are like low fat or low carb or keto diet, or, you know, diets that are geared towards women, because that's what most diets are, geared towards women. So for us, you know, it's not, you know, for us men, the world is kind of suppressing our testosterone. Whether they're doing it on purpose or not, it's suppressing our testosterone. We can't say what we want to say. We got, you know, we got to be politically correct and all that bullshit, you know. But so our testosterone levels, you know, across the board are lower than they've ever been, ever. So we gotta take that back. You know, we gotta take that back. We gotta get our testosterone levels high. We gotta get in shape. We have to get our minds in shape. We have to get our bodies in shape. We have to be able to sustain this for years and years. You know, we have to be role models to our kids and our grandchildren. You know, and people at work in our business, and that's, you know, you have to have pride in yourself and pride. You know, we have to be healthy. You know, as we get older, we're susceptible to diseases and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I'm a black man. So for me, there's a lot of, you know, things that black, you know, black people, our culture, we get, you know, different cultures, you know, get different things. You know, for us, it's diabetes and, you know, other things. So, you know, we really need to focus on, you know, look at, okay, what are the health problems that, you know, my culture, my race encounters just naturally, you know, and then in my family, what are things that happen in my family, you know? And then, you know, you got to really focus on making sure that you're staying healthy, you know? And even if it's something that has been going on in your life, in your family's life, year after year, it doesn't have to continue with you. It can stop with you. And listen, it doesn't matter where you are right now. If you're 40, 50, 60, if you haven't worked out in 20 years, if you're, you know, 300 pounds, it doesn't matter where you are now. You can still get in the best shape of your life and you can stay there 100%. Don't let other people tell you, oh, you know, and it's not even other people. It's your mind. You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. You're like, you know, I'm 40, I'm 50. I'm supposed to be, you know, fat. I'm supposed to be, you know, have this beer belly. I've got the dad bod. It's okay. No, it's not okay, man. It is not okay. And you know, it's not okay as much as I know it's not okay. You know, it's not okay. You look at yourself in the mirror all the time, and it's not manly to talk about this stuff and talk about our emotions and talk about how we feel when we look in the mirror. You know, we've got to put this blinder up. We got to put this front. You know, that, oh, you know, no, everything's good, man. Oh, no, I'm okay with my beer. Oh, no, look at this little jelly belly. That's okay, you know. You got, but you know, when you look in that mirror, you know, when you're by yourself and you look at yourself and you're just like, fuck, man, what happened to me? Where did it go? You know? And then you just kind of like stay in that little vortex. And then when someone says something to you, you kind of put up that front again. But listen, until your inner self is right and happy and emotionally healthy and physically healthy, that front ain't fooling anybody. People can see through that, you know? People can see through that. And it all starts in the mind, right? It all starts with making the commitment to say, okay, you know what? I gotta do this. You know, I have to do this. You know, my wife is looking at me. She's getting in shape. And, you know, she's looking at me differently, you know? Or my kids are looking at me and, you know, they're just like, you know, oh yeah, my dad, yeah, I'm not that role model that I wanna be, you know? Imagine how awesome it is, your kids watching you lose weight, watching you get in shape, and then that connection that they have with you, that they're looking at you like, man, look at dad. Look how awesome he is, man. He's getting in shape. And then, you know, it's a domino effect, you know. Then your kids, and then you're eating healthy and the family is eating healthy, and, you know, eating healthy doesn't have to be, you know, doesn't have to suck, you know, especially when you're over 40. You're eating carbs, you're eating, you know, proteins, you're eating healthy fats. So you gotta make that commitment, and you gotta be accountable, and you gotta stick with it. You know, you gotta go through the journey of whatever it is that you're using to help you get to in better shape, you know, or help you reach your goal, whatever it is. Maybe you want to run a marathon, or maybe, you know, you want to gain muscle. Maybe you're a skinny guy and you want to gain muscle. It's a long process, and it is a long process. Listen, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. Your transformation is not going to happen overnight. It will happen. I'm here to tell you, it will happen. If you start off with that commitment, make that commitment. And it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be a journey, and you're going to have to stay outside your comfort zone, and you have to be accountable. You don't make excuses. It's no one else's fault that you ate this donut. It's no one else's fault that you went to, you know, have some beers. It's no one else's fault that you ate at McDonald's. It's no one's fault but yourself. You know what you're putting into your mouth. You know if you go to the gym, you know how hard you work or how hard you didn't work. You know how to push yourself. It's not a trainer's fault. Oh yeah, my trainer, he was kind of shitty, so, you know, I stopped going and whatever. So it's my trainer's fault. Like, it's fucking everyone else's fault. Oh, my wife, she fucking doesn't cook healthy, so, you know, it's my wife's fault. Oh, you know, Brenda brought fucking donuts in to the work, and, you know, I had to have a cookie. I mean, you know, she looked at me, and I had to have a cookie, so it's fucking Brenda's fault. Oh, you know, my kids, you know, they fucking wanted to go to McDonald's, and they pressured me into having a fucking chicken McNugget, so it's my kids' fault. It's everyone else's fault. Oh, you know, this program, it didn't work. You know, I tried a couple of workouts, and it didn't work, so it's the fucking program's fault. It's your fault, bitch. You know? Listen, I'm just telling you how it is. This is what this... You know, I'm laughing too because listen, I'm not sitting here on a pedestal saying that, oh, you know, this is, I'm 49 years old. I've gone through all I've gone through all of that. You know, I've been the guy who, you know, oh, you know, my buddies wanted me to go out drinking, so I had to go. You know, I'm part of this club, volleyball club, and we drink after, and so, you know, I had to go, man. They pressured me, you know. Oh, I had to have wings and beer, and I've been there, man. I know, and I'm only fool. You're only fooling yourself. You're only fooling yourself. You're only fooling yourself. You're not fooling anybody else. And how stupid do you look when you're trying to tell somebody it's someone else's fault, and they're just looking at you like, dude, what the fuck? And now that, and listen, you can get away with that shit when you're 20 and 30 because you're just a young whippersnapper. But when you're 40, 50, 60, you should know better, you know? And I'm not just talking about weight loss. Like, obviously, this is what the podcast is about. But this is everything in life, man. This is everything. This is your relationship. This is your business. This is your work. This is your, you know, finances. This is everything, man. Your family, your kids. So you're not fooling anybody but yourself. And you're not even fooling yourself because you know what you're doing. I knew what I was doing. Can't fucking make excuses. God damn it. Be accountable. It's only, there's no, you make the choices. And you've heard this a million times. You choose. You either choose the good or you choose the bad. And you know. Right? You know. So, you know, you've got a accountability's huge, so no excuses. The commitment's first. The mindset's key, guys. The mindset's key. That's what's gonna once you start with that mindset, you will not believe what you can achieve. And once again, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna continue to say this. It doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter if you have diabetes, doesn't matter if you have fucking whatever disease you got. Doesn't matter if you got a bad back. It doesn't matter if you got a bum knee. It doesn't matter if you've never worked out before. It doesn't matter if you haven't worked out in 20 years. It doesn't matter if you're 50 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight, 300 pounds, 200 pounds. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, red, brown. It doesn't fucking matter if you're 40, 45, 50, 55, 70, 65. You can get in the best shape of your life starting today, man. Starting today. Starting today, you can get in the best shape of your life. I'm telling you, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. And you're going to have to learn, right? You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to relearn everything. You know, like, let me get back to these guys that did the, my over 40 shred, like the beta guys, because like I said, and the reason why I'm getting back to these guys is because I'm talking about learning. I had to learn, right? When I was turning 40 years old, my body was a mess. My mind was a mess. My emotions was a mess. My testosterone was a mess. My sex life was a mess. I was drinking a lot. I was partying a lot. I was doing drugs. It was terrible. I felt like shit. Girl left me. I was a big, puffy 215 pounds. You know? no sex drive, trying to mask it by, you know, doing drugs and partying and drinking, shitty mood. And I'm never in it. Like, I'm not a shitty mood guy. I'm a happy, positive guy. Even though I'm shouting at you guys right now, I am very positive. And, you know, what you see is what you get with the Funkster. A lot of people are surprised when they meet me in person and they train with me or whatever. There's like, man, you know, I love, you know, you're who you are, you know. But I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was happening. And, you know, I was just kind of fooling myself. But, you know, oh, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna train harder. Like when I got to my 40, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to eat less and go to the gym more and do more cardio. And that fucking just fell apart because then I started to get injured. And it wasn't until I sat back and was like, what the hell do I have to do? Like, what happens? What's happening to my body? What's happening? You know, what do I have to do to change this? And I just learned that, you know, these are the things that are happening. Testosterone levels are going down. And testosterone is the number one, you know, hormone. That's what drives everything. Muscle building, fat loss, our emotions, our sex drive, everything, everything. And it's low. Mine was very low, right? Because I was ingesting bad food and I was drinking and all the things that lower your testosterone and increase cortisol because I was stressed, increase estrogen because I was drinking and eating all kinds of shit. Taking drugs and shit, partying, because I was a professional athlete. Remember, I was a professional athlete, so I use that as my, like, oh, yeah, you know, I used to be a pro athlete, and, you know, that's kind of like how I try to pick up chicks and shit. But once you get out of shape, and you used to be, a professional athlete or a high-level athlete, you know, and you get out of shape, and people look at you, especially now, because kids are different than back then, right? Kids are a lot different. They're just like, they tell you how it is. They're like, you used to be a professional athlete? What the hell happened to you? You know? Or you go to your high school reunion. It's like, man, you used to be like fucking, you used to win athlete of the year. What happened to you? You know? That's the worst. So I had to learn. I had to eat differently. I had to learn. I had to work out differently. I had to learn. I had to rest more. And once I started to do that, my body, 6 months later, my body was totally different, 185 ripped. And then the very next year, I went to Thailand and fought Muay Thai, professional, 40 years old, 41. Who does that? First time, you know? So, but I had to learn all that stuff. And I'm still learning to this day. When I put this program together, I'm still learning. There's still more science and research coming out for us guys who, you know, reach that 40 years threshold. We need to now change everything. And you know, to tell you the truth, it was very hard to find information about fitness for guys over 40. It's not out there. It's not easily accessible. You know what I mean? There are guys out there, God bless, who are committed to men over 40. I love those guys. And I you know, I kind of, you know, gravitate to them, but everything else is just women or women over 40, a lot of women over 40, tons of women over 40. But that's like totally the opposite of what we want to do, you know? And like I said, a lot of CrossFit stuff and all kinds of other stuff, but nothing. Well, there is, it's very few and far between. So, you know, you have to relearn, you know? And I learned a lot and I continue to learn a lot. And I put this program together and a lot of science and research behind it. I'm not pushing my program. You can use anybody else's 40 program. I'm just kind of using this as the example. That's all. So it's called the Over 40 Shred podcast, but I'm not pushing the program on you guys. You can do it or you don't have to, because if you're not going to make the commitment, then I don't want you to do it, because then you're going to say the program sucks because you're going to make those excuses. But the program is fucking amazing and it works 1,000,000%. It works. It works 100%, because let's go back to the guys who are seven, who did the beta. Those guys committed, and then I talked about them having to be accountable, and I talked to them a lot about staying in the journey, because I coach through this whole program. I coach everyone. I do coaching calls. I answer questions, everything. And then the other thing is that they help each other. But anyway, so a lot of these guys had different mindsets. Like, okay, so they all had the commitment, which is great. But then a lot of these guys had different, like, you know, oh, well, I don't want to eat a lot of carbs. I don't eat a lot of carbs because, you know, I don't want to put on weight. They had different fitness things, philosophies or whatever that they picked up or that they had been doing that wasn't working, right? A couple of guys were working out 5-6 days a week, you know. A couple of guys were afraid to eat fat, you know. A lot of guys weren't getting a lot of sleep. A lot of guys were kind of weirded out about the style of workout we did. So the first couple of weeks was a lot of learning. You know, I had to teach and they had to learn. But they because they made the commitment and because they were accountable for everything and because they created this really strong why that they were doing this, they accepted everything. They were very vulnerable. You got to be vulnerable when you do these things. You can't have a fucking shield up. You know, you can't be like, I don't know, skeptical. And sometimes you're going to be skeptical. It's human nature, but you got to let that go. So, you know, telling one guy, hey, listen, man, you've got to only train 3-4 days a week. That's it. 3 days a week. Get the rest in between. Right. That's it. You don't need more. We want to prolong. You don't want our joints to be broken down. We want to be doing this, you know, 20 years from now. We still want to be training this way. Or, oh, don't worry about the carbs. You're going to eat these carbs. This is how much carbs you're going to eat. You're still going to lose weight. Believe me, your body needs it. We need our testosterone. We need the carbs. Or listen, you need that sleep. You know, you're only getting 4 hours sleep because you're on the computer or whatever. You need to step away from that, get that 7 to 9 hours sleep so that our testosterone production and our cortisol levels are down. And we have energy for the next morning. You got to drink a ton of water. I had these guys drinking 32 ounces of water every morning when they wake up. And I was like, what? That's a ton of water. I can't drink that much. Yes, you can. That's going to start your metabolism. That's going to give you energy. So all of these things that they had to learn and trust, these are the foods you need to eat. Oh, can I eat soy? No, you can't eat soy. Oh, I've been eating flax seeds. No, you can't eat flax seeds. You know, all of these things that they had to learn and then apply. And now, 3 months later, the results are insane. Insane. And it's only 3 months. Like, I keep telling them, this is life, right? And usually it takes 6 months to make a really big change. But these guys are making insane changes in 3 months. Like, oh my God, 20 and 30 pounds and just like totally transforming bodies and just getting ripped. Some guys getting abs, guys in their 60s. It's crazy. And now they just love the workouts. They love the eating. The plan is very simple. You know, they love the fact that they don't have to work out every day, that they can have time for their family and have time for other things. They don't have to worry about gym. The workouts are short. They're very challenging. So it keeps them outside of their comfort zone, which you need to be whenever you're doing anything. You need to stay outside your comfort zone. Just throughout this whole journey, you're going to be outside their comfort zone. But guess what? But now it's habit for them now. They've created a habit of like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Now I got to rush to put another set of workouts together for everybody, you know, which that's what the membership is all about. It's every month we do new things. And here's the other thing. They support each other too. And that's once you make that commitment and you're accountable, you do need a support system. That's very, very important. Your support system is extremely important because if you're not gravitating to people who support you, then you're going to set yourself up for failure because everyone's going to try to bring you down. And sometimes people don't do it on purpose. You know, your wife or your girlfriend or your kids or your best friend. A lot of times people who aren't in shape or aren't doing a program or aren't getting results will reflect their own feelings on you. Jimmy can't come out because he's on this diet plan. Or, you know, oh, you're getting too skinny. You're getting, oh, honey, you're losing too much weight. You know, like that fucking happens all the time. Oh, you're gaining too much, like, and you're not. You're not. You're not losing too much weight or you're not. They're just reflecting themselves on you. Oh, you know, so give yourself a break, you know. Eat, cheat, have a cheat day and, you know, all this shit that they're going to try to throw on you, and they don't do it on purpose. Some people do. Most people don't. They're just kind of reflecting their own feelings on you. But you need to surround yourself with people who are on the same mindset, the same journey as you. the same, like, it doesn't have to be exact same journey, but the, you know, have the same mindset. Like, you know, when I go to train Muay Thai or go to train, you know, MMA or whatever it is, you know, or volleyball back in the day, but let's talk about now. You know, I go to Thailand and I go to, you know, Tiger Muay Thai, and I'm sitting there, you know, in a, you know, hitting pads or in a Muay Thai, you know, session, training session, and you just look around and everyone's there for the same thing. You know, everyone's there to become a beast. So there's always support. It's not about, you know, knocking this person down, knocking that person down. Everyone's there to help and support each other. When you're doing, you know, sparring rounds, you know, yeah, first, when you first get there, egos take control, of course, because, you know, people are from all over the world and they want to show up and show off and saying, you know, I'm the alpha motherfucker. But then after that first day, it's like, okay, let's put that shit aside. Let's put the ego aside and let's help each other because we're both here for the same journey. So when these guys are doing this program and getting phenomenal results, like unbelievable, you just go, you know, I send out emails and I send out testimonials for those people. And if you go on my Instagram, Funk Roberts Fitness, on my Instagram, I post before and afters for these guys, and god damn it, man, it's amazing. It even amazes me, you know, and just the stats. But they're all on the same journey, so when they all, you know, connect on the Facebook group, it's all about, you know, okay, hey, how you doing? Oh, I they're just supporting each other. It doesn't matter what they look like. They post their pictures. They I just finished this workout, or this workout was a little bit harder, whatever it is. Everyone's there to support. So now they have the support system, right? So now it's a lot tougher for you to fail or quit when you are accountable not only to yourself, not only to the commitment that you made, not only to your family, but to the support group that you've joined or you're part of. And that's always got to be in the back of your mind. It's not going to be easy because, listen, it's August the 20th, and I'm about to start an 8-week training camp because I go to Thailand in October in 8 weeks. And when I get to Thailand, the first 2 weeks, I'm training like a beast. And when I get there, I don't know, did I just say this already? Maybe I did, or maybe I said it on another thing. When I get there, I don't want to be gassing out or getting tired during pad sessions because they're very, very hard pad sessions. I don't want to be tired because I'm learning. And when you're tired, you can't learn. And if I'm flying all the way out to Thailand and paying all that money, you know, I want to be able to learn and get in, you know, learn and hit pads and get better. So in order to do that, you got to show up in shape. And even then, it's not in shape enough, but you'll get in shape, you know, over the first few days or week or whatever. So now I got to do a camp, you know, to get in shape, to go to Thailand, to train. And then also I'm doing my Thailand retreat. I do a retreat every year, a fitness retreat. So, you know, I've got, you know, people coming in from all over the world. And then we work out twice a day. We do, you know, cultural things and show them Thailand and, you know, the culture and the food and it's amazing. It's incredible. But that's for another show. But basically, I hate going on long runs. I love sprints. And even then, sprints are fucking hard. Listen, let me just tell you guys something. I don't like necessarily going to work out. You know, I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to the gym and yeah, I can't wait to do this workout. Yeah, no. It's not like I don't wake up every day and go, yeah, I can't wait to go to the gym. Sometimes I do, depending on what I'm working on or what the workout is, or, you know, it all depends, but it's not something that, like, I get excited for. And I hate long runs. Like, I hate them more than anything, but I got to go on long runs because I need to get my cardio, my aerobic fitness on point, along with my anaerobic fitness. And in order to do that, you got to go on runs. And when I'm in Thailand, I got to go on runs. And I hate runs. My wife's an amazing runner. She can run for days. I can't. I hate it. But I got to do it. So, you know, knowing that I made the commitment to do an 8-week camp, I have to go on runs. So the first week of running is shit because I don't like running. And then your body hurts and it sucks. And even the first, like, 3 minutes of the run's like, god damn it. You know, but, you know, put some music on and, you know, you just remember the commitment you made and you remember why you're doing it. I hate, you know, and furthermore, I haven't trained Muay Thai in a long time, months. So tomorrow I have to go and hit pads with Evan and Angela, my wife, and or whomever, Bruce or whatever. And I know that's going to be a hard class for me. I know 100% I'm going to gas. It's going to be hard. In fact, I know the first 3 weeks of Muay Thai is going to be a little frustrating for me because I'm going to be tired. I'm going to gas out. I'm going to be shit, you know? And I know that. I know that. It's part of anything that is something new. You got to know that, but you also have to know that the end result is going to be amazing. Yeah, I may be shitty now, but wait 3 weeks, wait 6 weeks, wait 8 weeks, wait till I go to Thailand, wait till I come back. Then you're going to see a much better person. And I love to post me doing shit when I'm shit. I love it. Like when I go to these places and, you know, I'm just starting, you know, people are thinking that, you know, I am 100% that guy who will go into that gym and be like, all right, here I am. I'm horrible. I don't care. I'll struggle. I don't care, you know, because I know that as you get better, people are going to see your improvement and people are going to respect that. And I really don't care about what other people think, but, you know, obviously we're humans and we do sometimes care about what other people think. And, you know, especially me, because I'm a fitness guy. So everyone equates me as, oh, this Funk Roberts, he must be in amazing shape. You know, he's, you know, trains UFC fighters and fighters all over the world. And I've seen him, whatever, and he's fought in time. So he's got to be in amazing shape. But I always, when I go there tomorrow, I'm going to be dying. And it's okay. I'm human and I don't care. I really don't care. Because for me, first of all, that's going to be baseline. Okay, this is where I am right now, man. Now I know what I need to do to get to the next level. And I'll post it. I'll post some of tomorrow's training session in the Over 40 Shred membership in the private Facebook group. I'll probably post a little bit on Instagram. Day one, right? And I'm not gonna put the good parts of. I'm just gonna post what, you know, a minute of whatever it is that I feel like posting. I'm not gonna try to break it up into hear the best parts of it because I want people to see. Hey, this is day one. This is day one. And I'll get comments. Oh, you need to keep your hand up. You need to fucking turn more on your kicks. You need to keep your fucking rotate on your punches. You need to. I'll get all that shit. I really don't care. I don't listen to it because I know and my coach knows. And I know all that stuff. You don't think I don't know that? I'm just tired as shit, man. I'm dying right now. And you know what? Even in the follow along videos in the program, because when I shoot the follow along videos, I'm working out. And I'm that's my workout. And so even in that program, I'm struggling. Even in the workouts, I struggle. You know, some of these round three, man, I'm struggling and you guys can see it and it's just working out with me. So I don't care, but I know that I have to do it because I made a commitment to go to Thailand. I made a commitment to myself to be a better Muay Thai fighter and to train at a high level and to run, you know, whatever. So I made that commitment, and now from now till, you know, we go, it's Muay Thai, it's cardio conditioning, it's keeping my weight down, you know, that's it. And I don't like a lot of the stuff that I have to do. And I know that the first couple of weeks are going to be frustrating because I'm not going to be in shape, and I still have I'm still recovering from a lung thing that I had earlier on this year that almost killed me. But I made a commitment and I have to commit to it. And, you know, and it's a lot of the time, it's like when no one's watching, right? No one's looking in the mornings when I get up and go for a run, you know, no one's around when you have to do all that other stuff, right? When you have to eat clean all the time, no one's around you to tell you to do those things. You gotta do it yourself. But let's circle back. It starts with commitment. It's got to be emotional. You have to have an emotional connection, an internal, deep emotional connection within our hearts, within our souls, to whatever it is. If it's healthy, if it's getting fit, it's got to be deep. Once you make that connection, once you make that commitment, like I said, it's like 20% physical, 80% emotional, or 10, 90, whatever you want. Most of it's emotional. If you want success in weight loss or fitness or whatever it is, you got to have that emotional connection. And once you have that emotional connection, which is through commitment, I think it's through commitment, And then there's other things like, you know, what is your why that you can touch on, and sorry, and being accountable. That's huge. You know, accountability and not making excuses and staying outside your comfort zone. You know, staying outside that comfort zone, knowing that, okay, this is a workout I haven't done before. It's going to hurt at first. But now these guys, like, it's so amazing. Like, these guys are, like, chomping at the bit for new workouts. They're chomping at the bit for these metabolic-style workouts because they know that it's getting results. And they know it's hard. They know it's going to be hard. But they know it's getting them stronger, better shape, more energy, less fat, more muscle. Like, and they know it's a journey. And that's a commitment. And whatever you make, whatever your fitness journey is going to be, whatever you know, like I said, in our 40s, 50s, 60s, we've got to train differently. We've got to recover more. We've got to eat differently. That's huge. And it's not a complex, like this keto diet and all this shit that they're going to push on you, low carb, low fat. It's all fucking complicated shit, you know? It's all complicated. It's all like fucking, like I looked at the keto and it was so fucking complicated for me. I was like, man, I can't do this shit. Like you can't be like 2% out of keto, or if you eat this much more carbs or whatever, then you're fucking out of keto. And oh man, it's too much shit. Just give me a balanced meal, a balanced plate with carbs, healthy fats, more carbs and healthy fats, proteins and vegetables, and I'm happier than a pig in shit. Right? 3 times a day. Done. Done. Healthy. Good. So, you know, it's making the commitment, but then it's going through the journey. You know, I get frustrated, I guess, because, you know, I put this program together. I know it works. These guys know it works. People who are purchasing and jumping in, who are staying with it, it's working, guys. Oh, first week I lost 5 pounds. But then I get all these other guys who are kind of like, yeah, you know, I don't think it's for me. It's like, you don't fucking know, man. What is for you? What is for you then? What do you need? You don't even know. You don't even know. Someone's giving you a program that's literally geared towards you. Literally, like everything. Testosterone, fat loss, muscle gain, better shape, more energy, better sex drive, everything you need when you're turning 40 and your 50s and your 60s. This is it, man. You're going to lose weight. You're going to be healthier. This is it. Just follow it. Nah, man, it's not for me, man. I need something more, man. Oh, no, this is too hard for me. I need something. No, everything's going to be hard if you're just starting out. Everything's going to be hard and difficult. You just slowly wean your way in. Workouts are going to be tough. Well, you don't fucking go hardcore on the workout. Just kind of, you know, try everything and modify exercises and just do the best you can do, because you will get better. You're not going to get better sitting down on the couch saying, no, that's too hard for me. Oh, my knee hurts. My back hurts. Well, your back hurts because you got fat. You're too fat. That's why your back hurts. And that's probably why your knee hurts, because you're not doing anything. You're sitting all day. You don't do shit. So now you're overweight. So now you're overweight, your back hurts, and your knees hurt because you're overweight. You're carrying too much weight. So what do? You got to suck it up, man. You got to suck it up. You got to, you know, the first week, 2 weeks of where exercise is going to be shit. It's going to suck because it's going to hurt a little bit. But you're 40, 50, 60 years old. Suck it up. You're not injuring yourself. It's going to hurt a bit. But now what you're doing is you're strengthening the muscles that are going to support you when you walk. So if you have weak legs, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but if your legs are weak, then your knees are going to take the brunt of everything. If your quads are weak, your knees are going to take the brunt of everything. So you need to strengthen your quads. If your back is sore, well, you need to strengthen your core and you need to lose weight. So, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable. and you're not going to be as flexible. You're not going to be able to go down as far for a squat when you start. You know, you're going to be out of breath. You're going to be panting. Your heart's going to be fucking running, racing at a million miles an hour. Suck it up, man. Suck the fuck it up. Because once you get past that first round, the first 2 weeks, things get easier. Things get easier. Like, oh shit, okay, I can do this better. Oh my God, I can go down a little bit more. Oh man, I'm losing more weight here. Jeez. Oh, my back's not hurting as much because I'm stretching. I'm getting flexible. Right? Come on, man. I'm not spoon-feeding you bullshit right now. You know, I'm not spoon-feeding you bullshit. And you can make excuse. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You can go there and fucking dismiss it if you want, or you can step up to the plate and go, listen, man, I got to take responsibility. I got to be accountable. I should try this. I should go a month, 2 months, 3 months. Put my money into something that I know is gonna, that's going to work. I personally know it's going to work. It's worked for every fucking person who's gone through this program and done 3 months so far. Every single person who's done it. And even the people who have just, you know, done 1 week or 2 weeks, it's working. It's working. It works. Stick with the program. But it won't work if you don't commit. And it won't work if there's no emotional attachment. Because if there's no emotional attachment, when times get hard or when a barrier comes up or when something doesn't work out or something that you have no control over hits you that, you know, throws you off course, it's easy for you to just throw in the towel. Ah, fuck. I'll do this again. You can't throw in the towel, man. You can't throw in the towel. When you have a barrier, you've got to look back and go, I committed to this. And then I can't control this. Let's get a solution and let's move on. Let's attack this with a solution and then let's move on. Let's make accommodations for whatever it is and let's move on. Keep going straight. Keep going forward. You got to keep going forward. You got to go through. You got to go over. You can't stop at that barrier and throw the towel in. And when you make a commitment to something, you are going to go through, go around, go over, go under, have a solution. You know, we got to be solution people. We have to reach our potential. We're on this earth for something, whatever it is. You know, I didn't hit my where I wanted to be, like kind of like what I think I'm on this earth to do is to help you guys get in the best shape of your life. That's literally what I'm here to do. You know, that's my passion right now. Guys over 40, 50, you know, I've been a professional athlete. I've fought Muay Thai. I've, you know, written best-selling books. I've been on TV. I've trained UFC athletes. I work for the UFC. You know, I have over 1 million followers. I've been in the fitness industry and I've been, you know, renowned. And you know, I've created a certification for trainers. You know, I've done all these things. And I have a supplement company. I have obviously my Funk Roberts Fitness. And I didn't, and the Funk Roberts Fitness didn't happen until I was in my 40s, right? I was, you know, working in 9-to-5s and working 9-to-5 and in corporate, and I was a manager and, you know, making six figures and very comfortable. But that's not what I was put on this earth to do. And it wasn't until like last year when I was like, shit, man, you know what I'm here to do? Because I'm 49 and I'm learning that when we're our age, we need to do things differently. And I'm looking and seeing that there's nothing really out there. Really. There is, but not accessible for us as much as it is. My brothers, my black brothers out there, you know. And this is for everybody, but I'm black. So I'm going to just say something to my black brothers out there that, you know, for the black man, and every culture is different. Every culture has this kind of thing, you know, every culture has this, like the man's role, the man, what the man looks like, what's supposed to be, you know, in the black culture, you know, we really got to put a front up, you know, we're black men, we're strong black men, right? You know, this is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a strong black man and, you know, got to represent all this bullshit, right? But we got to take care of ourselves. That's the front. We got to take care of ourselves. We get health, disease, all that stuff. And there's not a lot of things out there. There's not a lot of people out there that kind of help us brothers when we're 40, 50, 60, or anyone in general, whether you're a white guy, whether you're Irish, whether you're Middle Eastern, whether you're Mexican, whatever it is, we all have like that kind of in our culture, in our race. We, you know, there's always that, you know, the man is supposed to be this or that or whatever. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean. So, you know, my brothers out there, you know, and I know a lot of brothers out there are kind of like, ah, what's this guy? What's his angle? My angle is I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help every man out there. Every single man out there who's 40, 50, 60, 70, I'm here to help you, 100%. I met a guy yesterday. He's an actor. And, you know, he's like, yeah, I just want to get in shape. I'm like, I'm here to help you, man. I'm fucking here to help you. 100%. I'm here to help. Like, that's it. That's it, man. I'm committed to you guys. That's my commitment. That's my why. That's why I got to stay in shape. That's why I got to practice what I preach. You guys know I practice what I preach. You see my YouTube videos. Right? So the bottom line is whatever you do, you got to start with the mindset. And that's one of the pillars in this program. That's another thing about this program that probably weirds people out. There's four pillars: mindset, recovery, nutrition, and workouts. And a lot of people always gravitate to workouts and then they kind of gravitate to nutrition, but it's all about the workouts. But listen, man, this is a lifestyle and this is a journey and this is something that we want to do forever. So we got to start with the mindset. We got to step back and start with that mindset. And the mindset starts out with the commitment, making that emotional bind, making that emotional connection to whatever you are trying to achieve. And once you make the commitment and know that you have to be accountable, then it's all about, you know, then it's all about why. What is your why? You know, is it because, and we're going to get into that in another episode. I'm not going to dig deep because that's a whole other thing. But you know, you've probably seen that the videos and finding your why. That's the strongest part. That's really it. You know, after the commitment, then finding your why will keep you on point throughout any program. It kept me on point when I was training for my fight in Thailand. You know, I didn't want to get killed. Bottom line, I'm going to Thailand. I'm fighting. No. You know, just gloves. Anyways, that's another episode. Thank you so much, guys. There's no sponsors. You know, over40shred.com, over40shred.com/30-day program. Use the discount code over40shred20. That'll give you an additional 20% off my program. Lean Pro 30 Protein. We'll go into that. RevampNutritionLabs.com. That's my supplement company. But you know what? We'll get those sponsors in another episode. I'm just trying to get you guys information. If you're a fighter and you want to listen to my other podcast, Funk MMA Strength and Conditioning Podcast, download it. But I just want to thank you guys for being on this, for listening. Whatever you guys are doing, whether it's you're working out or you're driving or what have you, you know, I'm going to bring you more greatness. I'm going to bring you great guests. If there's any guests that you want on that, you know, are going to teach us about anything, by all means. But I'm going to get doctors and lawyers and I'm going to get everybody, man. We're going to have some fun. But commitment, guys. Once you make that commitment and you need something to start with, shout out, send me an email, funkroberts@gmail.com, over40shred.com/30-day program. Start with that. And yeah, man, you're going to learn everything you need to know to be the best you can be at whatever age you are over 40. I'm out, guys. Funk Roberts, over40shred.com. Thank you so much. And I'm out. Peace. Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that, because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time. And until next time, get it done. Pow.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.